From the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came to Nazareth where he had grown up and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read, was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were looking intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the whole land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yesterday at Sunday Mass, Jesus rebuked Peter for thinking not as God thinks, but as human beings do. St. Paul, in that beautiful passage from the 12th chapter of the letter of the Romans, told us not to be conformed to this age, but to be transformed by the renewal of our mind, so that we might seek what is pleasing and perfect. Today, we build precisely on those lessons. Jesus went on yesterday to say that if we were thinking the way God would think, we would put that thought into action. And he said that in order to follow him, we would have to deny ourselves and pick up our cross. And St. Paul himself to the Romans said that that is the essence of Christianity: to make of ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, our logikē latreia, the only worship that makes sense. So today we see those lessons interconnected, displayed. In St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he describes how he arrived. He had just come from Athens, where he had preached by far his most eloquent homily according to the art of rhetoric, and hadn't accomplished much. A little bit humbled, he hopped on the boat and he came across the Corinthian isthmus and arrived there. And he said, when I came proclaiming the mystery of God, I didn't come with sublimity of words or wisdom like he had at the Areopagus. For I resolved not just to preach, but to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. He was going to proclaim by his, we could say, biblical communion, his knowledge with the Lord Jesus. That led him to coming with weakness and fear and much trembling. Fear, because he knew among the Corinthians that to preach Christ crucified was to preach a folly to this populace that so much prioritized pleasure and the avoidance of pain. They would find it utter idiocy. He feared failing. He feared not for his life, he feared for their lives. So he came with trembling and weakness and fear. And he didn't make his proclamation with persuasive words of wisdom, but he said with a demonstration of spirit and power, precisely through his weakness, so that their faith might rest on God's power and not on human weakness. He emptied himself so that Christ's message of cruciform discipleship and of the love that makes that possible would not just be heard, but seen. This is the essence of our life. It's not a classroom, it's a way. When God speaks, we don't just listen, but we hear as words to be lived. That's what we proclaim in response to today's first reading in the psalm. I have more understanding than all my teachers when your decrees are my meditation, we say first. I have more discernment than the elders. Why? Not because I know your precepts, but because I observe your precepts. Real wisdom must be lived. If it's not lived, do we really treat it as wisdom? Today in the Gospel, Jesus goes to his hometown synagogue, takes the scroll of Isaiah 61 and reads it, and gives what every congregation would always want, a one-sentence homily. Today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Jesus was incarnating precisely that messianic prophecy. We're celebrating today the votive mass of the Holy Trinity, and we prayed at the beginning of this mass that God, who sent the word of truth and the spirit of sanctification, might transform us. The word and the spirit always come together. And so Jesus was announcing that word of what the Spirit was doing literally in him, fulfilling all their messianic hopes. And at first they were amazed, and we know exactly what happened. Then they began to say, isn't he just like us? How can somebody among us claim to be the Messiah, claim to unflesh sacred scripture? Is he not the son of the carpenter? And their amazement went to doubt. Their doubt turned to rage when Jesus talked about their receptivity. And then that rage led to homicidal thoughts. What was occurring here in Nazareth was a prelude to what would occur in the praetorium when the mob would go from the amazement of Palm Sunday to trying to crucify the messenger who bore a message they didn't want fulfilled in their midst, because they didn't want it fulfilled in their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And yet, Jesus fulfills that scripture, and he summons us to do the same. Today is an opportunity for us, pondering anew yesterday, to say, am I really living that cruciform life? Am I making of my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the Lord? Am I experiencing that metanoia, that literally renewal, that turning around of the mind, that conversion, to begin to think as God really thinks, and to allow His power and wisdom to shine through our weakness, to shine through our humility. Ultimately, Jesus preaches at every Mass, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, because His desire is for it to be fulfilled in us. The word of truth and the spirit of sanctification are sent today by the Father.